KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8:02, we have partly cloudy to cloudy skies. We look for a chance of showers later today, at high around 66. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with a check of the latest state and area news, brought to you by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle. Call 641-745-5253. In state news, drivers who have unpaid traffic camera tickets are challenging the state of Iowa's ability to seize part of their tax refunds to collect the money. Attorney Jim LaRue argued in a petition filed last week that the Department of Administrative Services doesn't have the legal authority to collect unpaid speeding and red light infractions issued by traffic cameras. He's representing drivers who are facing the seizure of parts of their refunds for old tickets that they dispute. The state has contracts with cities like Cedar Rapids and Des Moines to take funds to offset those debts and assesses an additional 6% fee for itself. The petition argues that under a recent Iowa Supreme Court ruling, vehicle owners are not liable for traffic camera citations until municipalities prove them in district court. Because that typically doesn't happen, LaRue argues the unpaid tickets are not debts and the state cannot collect them. An administrative law hearing will now take place. If you had any old, broken, or outdated bits of technology sitting around your home collecting dust, you should gather those components up and drop them off during an e-waste recycling drive in Atlantic this Thursday. ThinkSpace IT and Southwest Iowa Composite Squadron have teamed up with Midwest Metal Recyclers in Logan to help you clear your clutter and get that old technology recycled so it can have a new life. The drop-off site is the American Legion Armory building at 201 Poplar Street, and the hours are from 4 until 7 p.m. on Thursday. There is no fee to bring your accepted items, some of which include laptops, desktops, servers, computer mice, printers, scanners, external and internal hard drives, keyboards, UPS battery backups, tablets, and more. They will not take TVs, though, or tube monitors. For a full list, go to www.thinkspaceit.net/events. There is a link to that under this same story on the news page at kjan.com. Well, the Mills County Emergency Management Agency said yesterday the city of Malvern had issued a bottled water advisory in effect immediately, and they've experienced a failure of one of their wells, and the remaining well that's operating has a high nitrate level. Water can be safely used for all household tasks except drinking and cooking. High nitrate is of significant concern to infants, therefore the advisory has been issued until further notice. Boiling intensifies the nitrate, so that's not a solution for drinking water. If you need additional information, call 712-624-8282. A southern Iowa woman is part of a canine search and rescue team that will be likely deployed soon to Nebraska to help with flood recovery in that state. Robin Grubel of Lucas is part of a group of volunteers who are often called upon with little notice to help.
We do that in a variety of different capacities, whether it's in a disaster or a lost or missing person, such as a hunter, or even we work with law enforcement to work on criminal cases.
Depending on the assignment, Grubel says there could be as few as 2 or as many as 95 canine handlers on the scene. Volunteering takes a lot of work, and it doesn't come cheap.
We're responsible for all of our own training, for maintaining certifications, and the health and welfare of our own canines. So on average, most search and rescue volunteers spend between $5,000 and $10,000 a year of their own money, making sure that their dog is at a proficient level.
Grubel has been part of a canine search and rescue for 19 years. She says it's likely her team will be called to assist law enforcement officials in Nebraska. Some two dozen Iowa FFA members from Charles City and Rockford took a six-hour trip to East Central Nebraska this past weekend to provide manpower and supplies to a flood-stricken family. Charles City sophomore Justin Heyer says the devastation of the Drew Wolf cattle operation is unimaginable.
I mean, it's just horrible seeing how we can have such a successful, you know, spring in Iowa, and then we come down here just next state over, and it looks like a beach right now. I mean, it looks like we're on kind of by the ocean. Everything's just floodplained, destroyed.
The Platte River left its bank near Schuyler, Nebraska, and raged across cornfields, feed yards, and swept away a third of the operation's 2,500 head of cattle. The FFA members picked up and rebuilt fences destroyed during the record-setting event. The rancher Wolf says the random act of support from the 25 students was overwhelming.
It's nice to see kids wanting to come help. There's been a lot of that, but it's pretty amazing.
Rockford FFA member Sawyer Salisbury skipped a benefit Saturday for his own family, who lost their house in a fire on February 2nd, to go to Nebraska.
When my house burned down, everybody was there to help me, so I figured I'd go help someone else in need.
FFA members raised $3,500 during a two-hour radiothon to help offset the costs of the trip. Another $2,500 came in later, thus being donated to the hashtag Nebraska Strong Cause. Rockford FFA member Jaden Jorgensen said the experience was something she'll never forget.
This is where you learn your life lessons, you know, respect for others, respect for livestock, compassion, all of those good qualities that makes a good community member.
The Floyd County Cattlemen's Association joined members on the trip. Several businesses and organizations in Schuyler provided meals and hotel rooms. Well, police in Creston conducted two arrests Monday at around 3:30 p.m. 29-year-old Scott Drammond of Creston was arrested at 1700 West Town Line on two Union County warrants for two counts of possession of a controlled substance first offense and theft in the fifth degree. Drammond was later released from the Union County Jail on a $2,300 bond. And at around 3 p.m. Monday, Creston police arrested 71-year-old Michael Ray Christensen of Council Bluffs for driving while barred. Christensen was later released on a $2,000 bond. The Cass County Sheriff's Office reports five people were arrested over the past week. On Saturday, 20-year-old Sophia Aaron Bell of Omaha was arrested for possession of alcohol under the legal age. Bell was brought to the Cass County Jail and later released on her own recognizance. There were three arrests last Friday in Cass County. 59-year-old Jeffrey Jensen of Anita was arrested on a felony charge of forgery. He remains held on $5,000 bond. 27-year-old Dylan Luft of Anita was arrested on a warrant for two felony counts of sexual abuse in the second degree. He remains in the Cass County Jail on $200,000 bond. And 28-year-old Cole Benton of Hamlin was arrested Friday in Cass County for OWI first offense. He was released the following day on his own recognizance. And last Thursday, Cass County deputies arrested 20-year-old Dominic Gramkow of Ankeny on a district court warrant for probation violation. Gramkow was being held in the Cass County Jail on a $5,000 bond. Sheriff's deputies in Page County last Friday arrested 23-year-old Lindsay June Draws of Essex on an Iowa felony probation violation charge. Draws was arrested at the Page County Sheriff's Office, where she was unable to post a $15,000 bond, and she was being held in the Page County Jail pending further court proceedings. And Red Oak police report the arrest of a Red Oak man Monday morning. At around 10:17 a.m., officers arrested 59-year-old Robert Roy Woodard of Red Oak for disorderly conduct or fighting in public. Woodard was arrested in the 1600 block of North Broadway Street and taken to the Montgomery County Jail, where he was being held on a $300 bond. The news was brought to you by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle. Call 641-745-5253. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.